hopefully we get a good crowd on the night, because I think it is important for farmers to come out to that meeting. If they have any views to express on it, now would be the time to do it. And also, even if they don't want to express any views, hopefully they'll get a bit of information out of this meeting as well.
And the venue is the Clanry Hotel, isn't that right?
Clanry Hotel on Thursday the 20th at 8:30 p.m, John.
Now, there was a lot of discussion recently at a meeting in Claremorris as regards who would be most entitled to this particular fund. And the word very much from farmers is that they really wanted to go to the beef producers and those who have finished off the animals. They don't want it to go to beef lots. They don't want it to go to holding companies or agents or anything like that. So, again, it's an opportunity for the farmers locally to hammer that message home.
Oh, absolutely, John, and that would be IFA policy on it, that the majority of this money goes to beef finishers and maybe also to suckler farmers who had to take a lower price for their weanlings as well. But we definitely don't want money going to factory feedlots or agents, as you say.
The uncertainty around Brexit has already led to huge reductions in income for farmers. There's a lot of concern out there, and, you know, farmers are looking for a lot of information, so hopefully this will alleviate some of their fears.
I hope it will, John. Now, we haven't got any indication from the department or the minister as what his intentions are as regarding how he's going to share out the money, but, you know, it's up to the IFA to press home to them that the money needs to go to the farmers that need it the most.